Santa Fe County Commissioners on Tuesday unanimously approved a new Sustainable Land Development Code to guide future county growth. The new code will go into effect after the County Commission approves an accompanying zoning map. County Commissioner Liz Stefanics.
My goal is that as we have developments going forward, that we have some planned activity for this county, and that it's not helter-skelter.
The lengthy document spells out standards for future county development. A Legislative Finance Committee proposal would place a cap on lottery scholarship funding based on where a student attends college. The draft plan, unveiled by Santa Fe State Representative and Committee Chairman Lucky Varela, would also increase the minimum grade point average for students to qualify for a scholarship, which currently covers 100% of tuition. The lottery scholarship's demand is outpacing available monies. The committee will decide later what changes to recommend to the legislature, which begins meeting in January. The New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty says a recent court decision extends workers' compensation benefits to farm and ranch employees. Center Legal Director Gail Evans says a recent appeals court ruling that upheld the constitutionality of workers' compensation to agricultural workers gives them the same protections as other employees.
When they're injured at work now, they have a right to get their medical care paid for and to have their lost wages covered while they're home recuperating from a work-related injury.
Evans says the center will follow up to ensure the law is upheld. Authorities now say two people were killed when a small plane crashed Sunday morning in a canyon about a mile south of the Los Alamos Airport. A Los Alamos County spokeswoman says the identities of the victim, including their ages and gender, haven't been released. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash. A 12-year-old boy from northwestern New Mexico is the second person to die of hantavirus in New Mexico this year. The State Department of Health says the boy's home in McKinley County is being checked to help reduce the risk to others. Hantavirus is transmitted by infected rodents. State health officials say people should use caution when cleaning up droppings and nests. The Albuquerque Police Department has released the name of the suspect shot and killed in the city's latest officer-involved shooting. Officials say 37-year-old Andy Snyder was shot by police Sunday after authorities say he charged officers with a weapon in an alley. Albuquerque police officers have been involved in some five shootings in the past 6 weeks. APD is facing a federal investigation over allegations of excessive force. New Mexico's use of federal tobacco settlement monies is coming under fire. A new report from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says that just less than $6 million spent by the state on anti-smoking programs is 75% less than it should be spending. The group reports that for every dollar in tobacco taxes and revenue taken in, the state spends less than 5 cents on prevention. In New Mexico, an estimated 20% of high school students smoke. Santa Fe weather, mostly sunny today, high near 31. Tonight, mostly clear, a low about 17. For tomorrow, partly sunny and a high near 40. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR First News.